So let's finish out talking about the non-squamous cancers that don't have any genomic alterations. We were talking about EGFR, et cetera. And there we have a different option that, as you mentioned, actually in Denver in the beginning of May, we didn't know that a couple of weeks later, the FDA was actually going to approve, as you said, the combination of pembrolizumab with chemotherapy, carboplatin and pemetrexed, probably the most common type of chemotherapy used in non-squamous. Can you talk a little bit about the options up front, and particularly that option, and whether there are situations where you might want to actually use both a checkpoint inhibitor and chemo together?
Sure. So the study that led to the FDA approval of this carbo-pem-pem or CPP combination, I've heard people say, was a small randomized phase two trial of 120 patients. 60 of them were treated with carbo-pemetrexed, pembrolizumab, and 60 were treated with carboplatin and pemetrexed. The primary endpoint of that trial was objective response rate. And there was an improvement, 55% with the combination versus 35% with the chemo. So that's the place where I have been thinking about this combination more and more when you need a significant response. Now,
So, for
this
example,
is
a patient who's sick and very ill, a lot of pulmonary symptoms.
symptomatic, lots of cough, shortness of breath, be it cachexia, you need a response fast. Now, I will say that this ruling by the FDA is controversial, and many of my colleagues across the country are skeptical and have not begun using this combination in their practice. That said, we've used it at Sarah Cannon, and we have participated in many of the chemotherapy plus immunotherapy trials that will be reading out now in the next few months. So I think this is an option that's coming. It may not be carbo, pemetrexed, pembrolizumab, may not be the only option in coming months, but I do think it is something that oncologists are going to use and going to want to know how to use in their tool arsenal for patients.